fellas are after them. They're trying to drag a Hawcock into it.
You want the captains. This man here was our captain. He was the one behind it. And he draws a gun and points it in your direction.
Should I just shoot him like Captain Malcolm Reynolds?
I am going to give you 5 points of damage, Tone. Yeah, actually, they should be going for you. So I think McDermott is going to shoot at you because he is.
Yes.
he is the most nasty racist one of them. You see him make a line, a mark on his book. Matt's lying there bleeding out.
Have we got is there a doctor in town?
I said no, you can't play a ninja. This is an Old West game, and they didn't have ninjas.
But the year is 1869, and there are historical records indicating there were ninjas.
In fucking Japan, not in the Old West.
I'm Dave. I am the GM and co-designer of Tales of the Old West.
I am the other co-designer of Tales of the Old West, and my name is Matthew. I'm also playing in this actual play, Marion Freeman.
My name is Andrew. I play Nathaniel Hawcock.
I'm Tony. I'm playing Jimmy Harston.
Well, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Am I dead?
No.
Are you dead?
No.
Well, everything's good news then.
I'd be the doctor.
Sorry? you did die and you're now a new character.
No. I'll be the doctor. There's no doctor, it's just me.
Oh, it's Han! Oh, fuck!
So, Andy pled his case and you shot and killed Elliot in cold blood.
Well, that's what he had to do.
In front of the town.
Yeah.
Just waiting for the sheriff to come along now.
No, there isn't one.
There is no sheriff.
Yet.
But it looks like that the guy from the 31st Infantry, Jake Sanford, crossed his name off his book.
Cool. That's good news.
Mm-hmm.
And
then they went for a breakfast at...
And then they've gone for breakfast at the Trails Hotel.
So there's some of the... Sorry, there's family we cannot mention.
Well... The Trails Hotel is just the hotel at the crossroads. All sorts of people. Some of them even quite like of eating there. Not everybody who eats at the Trails is necessary.
Well, okay, well, let's find you a doctor then, shall we? There must be a doctor in town.
Well.
Or a blacksmith. Blacksmiths are quite good at the day for.
I think we can find a doctor, but you do need. I think he's going to have probably 7 dice in doctoring.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor.
The doctor. And a couple of people can help. So did you want to roll 9 dice for your...
I'm going to roll my own treatments.
I don't want him to do it with 3 dice.
No, it's more than 3 dice. That's not... It is 3 dice. Sorry.
I have a big question to ask, actually, that I've been thinking.
Yeah.
Do NPCs have...
Get to push.
Mm.
2 successes!
You live!
Well done.
No mishaps.
Excellent. So I'll pay for his doctor treatment, whatever the bill comes for.
$10,000.
Excellent. I'll go and rob somebody. I'll go into the...
I think the doctor is probably going to charge for the whole thing $10.
Okay. He needs to be a doctor as well, doesn't he, boss? I knew you shot up, or...
Well...
Or you just...
You've not got a critical injury.
I haven't got, no. I'm going to kill it. I just need some rest, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so... the town is awash with...
Rumour, is it?
News and noise and... Rumours and chatter.
New Mexico was an abolitionist state, wasn't it?
Don't think it was around then, was it?
New Mexico's a territory was.
I don't think it took part in the Civil War, did it?
It did, but only in a small way. It was.
Well, Texas was south.
It was Confederacy, but it lost very quickly and very early on. Mm. And then there were Union troops. There were a few battles, but then Union troops were basically occupying.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the war, because there were no Confederates to fight, the Union troops went and started killing the Native Americans. Obviously, they had to come somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So the state was a Confederacy state.
But wasn't that what that film with Charlton Heston starred in New Mexico when he banded him and the band Confederates went Apache hunting in Mexico?
I don't remember the film.
Charlton Heston. He went into Mexico, fought the French in Mexico, came across. You don't remember that
film?
Yeah, it was Charlton Heston. I can't remember who played. The Confederate leader was who played fuck's sake. The English actor, the one I can't remember the name, the English actor now.
English actor,
it doesn't
narrow.
No, it doesn't. No, who's the guy who played Dumbledore in Harry Potter?
Dunno.
Gambon. There were two Dumbledores.
The first
Michael Gambon. Gambon and before Peter O'Toole, was it?
No, it wasn't Peter O'Toole.
No.
Richard Harris.
Yeah, Richard Harris played the Confederate leader. I can't remember.
So I think it wasn't a big civil war location. It's quite a long way away from it. But there were a couple of battles.
Mm-hmm.
But the Confederacy side in New Mexico lost very early on. So I think the place is not.
I'm not Mr. Top Guy at the moment.
The thing is, it's not going to be. It's not really either abolitionist or.
Well, the key
pro-Confederacy.
Those three guys brought trouble to the town. We tried to get them to leave as non-violently as we possibly could.
Yeah.
And they didn't leave. Trouble came. We ended the trouble. Just about.
Well, you started the trouble because you did shoot first.
No,
guns were drawn.
Elliot pointed the gun. They drew first. Elliot did.
Yeah, but he shot first.
Well, yeah. Hand shot first. Not trying. It depends.
So, yeah, and some people clean up the bodies. I mean, the priest is still here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of coming in and getting some people to help him take the bodies up to the cemetery just to bury them. There's quite a buzz.
Yeah, because that's two people I've been seen shooting cold-blooded wolves.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
Yeah. After what the fight. Was that score he had on his?
It wasn't one.
Feels that about
might,
right.
Yeah, it might well be. Rayburn comes to find you.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where you're.
I mean the blessings. I feel like going to the blessings.
Up to the blessings.
For a drink and a breakfast.
Okay.
Where the fuck am I?
Oh, that's a good question.
Take to the doctors. We'll get you sorted out.
I'm in the doctors.
I don't think there is a proper doctors here. Maybe there is.
Maybe there's a surgeon.
I think it's not on the list.
A barber.
There probably is a doctor.
It might be the barber then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So you're going to be there for a couple of days before you're well enough to.
Yeah.
To move back down to
you guys need to bring a wagon.
Lucky we've got a wagon, isn't it?
It is.
You can probably get a wagon. That's not really
possible. So what does Mr. Rayburn say to me?
Where are you, Tony?
I think I'm just going to head back to the ranch because I need to just lie down. So I'm not bleeding out, but I am.
You don't want
some injury. Quite battered, yeah.
You don't want breakfast then?
I think I need a little sleep first.
Okay.
I
want to
have biscuits at the ranch.
My biscuits are out, okay.
Yeah.
With weevils.
His mum will cook him breakfast.
Oh, of course, yes.
His mum will cook him
breakfast. Okay.
So after that,
I'll say, no, mum, I've got a shot.
It's fighting. We just need to get back and get mum to give you a cover.
Shot. I got shot. You got a little flesh wound.
Yeah, from some bullets. Shot, as it's being shot, as it's called.
Your mother is horrified. Having lost William,
She gives you a really hard time whilst she's helping to patch you up.
As long as she doesn't start nagging me saying, you've done to my boy. Look,
no, you're not
being really annoying. Maybe we should sell us a horse.
There's quite a lot of edits to do.
His whole track would just be
disappeared.
We've had to do all the inappropriate bits out, so you just have to listen to us laughing. Yeah, Rayburn comes up to you and says,
"What's happening?
Did you want to explain?"
"Explain what?"
"That gunfight that you had outside the front of my house?"
"I try my best to stop it."
"What, what's the story? Why were you fighting these men?"
"Would it be not best to say that sometimes I try for the past to remain dead as they are dead?"
"So this was something from your history?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Something you don't want to talk about?"
"No."
"Something to do with the Civil War, I assume, saying they were calling you Captain Hawcock?"
"Yeah. Something I wish no longer to remember, or try my best not to remember." We've all made mistakes.
If I could just invite you to
not shoot people in the street, innit?
Keep your personal vendettas, problems,
I have tried.
History out of the town in future.
I did try.
I'd be much obliged.
They drew first.
Well, I will leave you to your whiskey and bacon in peace.
Thank you.
This is obviously the talk of the town.
Mm-hmm.
for a few days. You start to recover, Matthew. I think your recovery time is 3d6 days in total. That's going to be 12, a couple of weeks, and you'll be right as rain. The guys from the posse, they stay just a, sort of like 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
And then they ride out down to the south. Don't know if you want to do anything with them, but if not, they leave town.
Strangely, no, I don't really want to.
Without causing any trouble.
Right.
Okay, a couple of weeks later, you find yourselves kind of back to normal.
I light duties back on the ranch. You fuckers can do a bit of work for a change.
I was doing a lot of work when you lot were fucking around.
Things are back to normal.
Yeah, being back to normal. Yeah.
I have such a good kind of relationship amongst the three of you. You can do something. Well, I got shot, right? You know what I mean? My bullet counts as being shot now. I do love it, though. You receive a letter.
Bloody hell, how many more bloody regimental friends have you got?
Addressed to Mr. Harlesden and Mr. Freeman.
You two. Mm-hmm. It's that guy you accidentally shot in Silvertown, is it?
"Dear Mr. Harlesden and Mr. Freeman, this is from someone called A.J. Stroud, attorney at law in Roswell, New Mexico. My employer, Mr. Chisholm, would like to thank you for your concern and interest in matters pertaining to the Spanish land rights along the southern Rio Grande Valley, and for your kindnesses and assistance to his associate, Mr. Picker. He finds you worthy gentlemen of good moral fibre and spirit." He's a good judge of character. "Considering the irregularities..."
You don't understand irony.
"My employer has sought a delay to the allocation of the Spanish land rights and New Mexico attorney Thomas Catron has kindly agreed, postponing his decision until the spring of next year. Notices to this effect will be posted in all settlements in the region and all major towns in New Mexico. New applications for land rights will be invited. As to your agreement to act on my employer's behalf, he considers you as trustworthy witnesses to any developments in the southern Rio Grande Valley and will pay you each the retainer of $25 per month.
Yes!
To act as his eyes and ears. In addition, as his agents of interest in Granada Springs, all inquiries re the Spanish land rights will be directed to you to receive on Attorney Catron's behalf as he reconsiders the allocations. It goes without saying that your position as my employer's agents in the region should not discourage you from making any application for lands under the Spanish rights that you deem appropriate.
I believe...
Yours in all sincerity...
Dave is giving us a redo.
You mean apply for Spanish...
Yeah, that feels to me a lot like we should be applying for Spanish land rights.
Really, we should, yeah,
finally, we get the hint.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Please apply. You should fucking mean, Spanish land rights.
Just because you're working for me doesn't mean you're not allowed to apply for Spanish.
You don't have to apply for the land rights at all. A day or two after that, You learn or you realise that the notices have been appearing. You hear that Donald McGinn's good mood has ended.
He's not smuggling anymore.
In volcanic proportions. Particularly when the notices are directing any inquiries to you two. You're also...
Oh, cool. Hold on. So the solicitor chap here, he's actually taking, he'll be the one that they finally get sent to. What's our role in terms of inquiries?
I think our role is just to take the inquiries and pass them on, not to him, but to the attorney.
New Mexico attorney.
New Mexico attorney, Catron.
Oh, state attorney.
New Mexico attorney, Thomas Catron.
Thomas Catron.
Gotcha.
Who is the man who decides on the allocations? A couple of days later, when you're next in town,
you get shot.
You also find this posted up.
Who's that?
Request for information in the matter of the disappearance of Mr. Mikel Kerman of Albuquerque. The Office of the Marshal of New Mexico Territory is seeking information on the whereabouts and condition of Mr. Mikel Kerman, surveyor and resident of Albuquerque. All information provided to Marshal Brandon Willis, Bernalillo County, Albuquerque. Rewards Office.
Was that the guy who was doing all your legal work when you were in Silver City?
Nope. No. He was Cody Picker's partner. Donald McGinn claims to have
dealt with.
Oh, Tom McGinn's not going to be terribly happy on this one.
No, well, what a shame, eh?
We have no evidence of knowing anything about Mr. Kerman, though, do we?
Only from knowing the letter that he sent to Chisholm saying, I've dealt with your man who was being disloyal.
Ooh. And food for thought for next time, gentlemen.
So, the first thing I want to do, assuming I'm well, maybe even when I'm convalescing.
Yep.
Maybe I'll take the wagon as opposed to ride a horse to Mrs. Paquita.
Yep.
Say, ask whether she's satisfied with the outcome.
She is. She's less satisfied with the delay. But the fact that it seems Donald McGinn's move to try and kind of corner the market has been cut off, she is content with that for sure.
There's still been any news on
none whatsoever. Dimas and Vicenta have apparently disappeared off the face of the earth. Can't find them.
They've kind of given up searching for now.
I pray that they are alive and well.
So do I.
And also, I just want to say that given that we have been put in some sort of rule governing these, we will do this as fairly as we can and for the benefit of the community as a whole.
I sincerely hope not. We're not making the decision.
Yeah, we're not making the decision, but it's not, you know, we're...
So it does not big up overly our level of influence in how the decisions will be made.
But I kind of think that's a two-edged... You know, I'm saying we can't do you any favours.
Whilst you're feathering your own nest, I assume.
Yeah, for the community as a whole. Fairly, I said. And I mean this, honestly.
Fairly for Mr. McGinn as well, considering his history and record?
No, I'd want there. I'd well shoot him, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Mr. McGinn's application, I think, will be judged upon its merits, but his reputation may be taken into consideration. It's not up to me in terms of decision-making. All we're doing is collecting letters. What I'm saying is I will deliver Mr. McGinn's claim as well as I deliver yours and whoever.
Interesting.
Please don't ask me to do anything other than that. All under God.
Okay, I will see. I will see if I can hold to that request.
And I'll say something similar to breaking my wife, Rayburn.
Yeah, Rayburn isn't so thanks.
So he's happy.
He's so bothered.
No, right.
He's not. Diggy, got it.
Okay.
He's got mining interests.
Local,
he's less interested in the land guards. He just doesn't want them all going to Donald McGinn because that makes McGinn too powerful. Calm down, you. Cool. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That was great. I like that very much.
Well, I wanted to how you react when you found out I was an ex-Confederate.
Well, how did I react? Did I react accordingly?
That was a nice little wrinkle because I'd kind of totally forgotten, obviously, that you are an emancipated slave. Although I did know that. The obvious reaction that you would have to this kind of passed me by until you did it. And I thought, oh, that's great. It looks like I really planned it. Did you want to do experience?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yes, please, yes.
Mm. Now, have you got the questions there, Tim?
Well, I've got a question to know what a very old version of the...
Then you said something about wealth rolls, didn't you?
Is it end of season rolls? I mean, it might be, given...
It probably is, actually, yeah. Actually, yes, let's do those as well.
Should we do those first?
Yeah. Now we've got a little bit of time. Yeah, because when you were saying, not do your story, I knew full well that wasn't the story.
There was the story. If we'd all been white boys and we just went off to get
the money,
Blokey Boy's money, were they actually just came Blokey Boy so they could sacrifice him to the...
I thought in the end it was just a stitch-up. Passing the buck, saying, oh, it was all the superior officers, all their fault.
So there was definitely an element of wanting to be in a position to be able to offer the posse something to bargain with their lives. Because they'd effectively been chased halfway across the country by this posse. And it was pure luck that they heard your name.
Right.
And it was good because they were kind of coming in this direction. And they thought that if they could get you on board to help, then they could fight the posse. But if all else failed, they could offer you and the colonel to the posse as the big wigs, the big prizes that they want to capture and kill.
So do we think that there wasn't really a pay chest full of Confederate gold.
No, not now.
Because you could surely make a movie about that, couldn't you?
You could do, couldn't you? Yeah.
It could all be hidden in a coffin or something.
So I think they were probably working on rumours at the time that the Colonel had
run away
with the money, but that was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the chances of him still having any of the money
left
were really quite slim. Yeah. And you know, he might have been living in some kind of wealthy state.
Is it 5 for a talent?
4 for a basic level, 6 for an upper level, for an advanced level.
So you
could have found him.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be like,
we're rich,
just give us the big pot of money you stole, because he'll have spent that on property and all the rest of it. So it would have been slightly different. But then the number one requirement, or ideal, was to be able to bargain their lives for yours.
Yeah. All right.
Which should we do first, experience or?
Let's do the turn of the seasons first.
No.
Okay, so we start with a season business roll. Diggs. You're beginning to get on my nerves, Diggy Dogs.
Andy should take that, given that he's been doing most of the work.
I thought they were singing Blame for a Dice Roll.
I mean, you were only away for, like, 2 weeks. But I've got no problem with Andy making the roll.
Well, actually, we wanted to do the marketing as well, so...
Yeah, because you get... So you get +1 to your... +1 dice because of your trip selling the herd. So, So have you got your business there?
Yeah.
Does what's the name still remembering about our deal with the horses, or has that all been forgotten about?
What's that, sorry?
I think, do we not settle that deal?
I don't know. I mean, if, like, so I've been... The deal with the horses when she gave us the loan.
We were giving her the best stallion.
Paquito.
Paquito, yeah.
I don't remember. I've forgotten all about that.
No, well, she's
the
loan. Yeah.
Did she loan you money then?
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah, as I said, we've paid it back.
I don't remember it, so yeah, it's quits. Whatever it is, that's fine. Okay, so... it's an animal handling role. So the person with the best animal handling out of the three of you
should take it. Okay, what have we got? It says +2 on Andy's season roll, but also for Albuquerque Market.
Okay, I'll make +1 down on mine.
I've got 8.
Yeah, he made a note, so I trust him.
Well, I didn't make that note, that's not my
Do you want
so
me
my
to...
my animal handling is 5, that's yours?
8.
Ooh!
Well, I was a Confederate...
That's why 7.
I was a Confederate carryman, better than a fucking Yankee carryman.
You've just got over this, mate, come on.
Yeah, I have, but that's what I have.
Okay, so...
Now we're just going to hear endless stories about what I did.
No, we fucking
won't.
No, we fucking
won't. When I was in the Confederate Army.
No, no, you effing won't. You can shoot me.
Okay, so, Andy, you get 8 dice for yourself.
All right.
You can have a dice of help from Tony and Matt.
Yeah.
And you've got employees, so you get +1 for having employees.
Okay.
That's +3 dice of help. What's the competition modifier?
+1, it says here.
Okay, so you're getting another dice.
So I've got 8 dice to begin with.
Yep. Yeah. +3.
+3, oh bloody hell. Okay.
+1. 12. Plus another 1, so you should have 12.
12, yeah, okay.
Okay, what is the town's law?
Law is...
Well, judging by the people keep getting shot, it's going
quite low. Law level?
Is it rank 2? Is that the...
Rank 2? Yep, it's rank 2. So that's -1.
-1, okay.
So lose a dice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the aspect is farming. What's the town's farming aspect?
Rank 2.
Okay, lose another dice.
Okay.
So you get to roll that...
10
dice. 10
dice. Alright, okay.
Did we add the modifier from...
No, and then add 2.
So I add 1, because I wrote it down as +1.
Okay. I'll roll these 10 first.
You have 11 dice in total.
Alright, roll 10 first. Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, no. No, actually,
that's
one.
That's three.
Three. Three dice.
Three successes there.
Three successes, yep. And then one more. Three successes.
Okay, so your first success means that the business is steady, seasonal expenses are assumed to have been paid, and you and your employees draw your wages.
Yay!
So you gain the default salary.
Which is?
$86.
$86.
is this the end of summer now, or is this...
This is now end of autumn.
Okay.
So you all gain $86.
Ooh.
To add to your cash total. But you've got two successes.
384.
So that gives you a roll.
Three successes.
Two more, though, over and above that. Which gives you a roll on the business bonus table with plus one to your tens die. So one of those successes gives you the roll.
Mm-hmm.
The second extra success gives you plus one to your tens dice.
All right, okay.
So roll D66 and add one to your tens.
Right,
again, the higher the better.
Higher the better, right, okay. So we say red is high. Or a tens, I mean. Ooh, do you want me to roll it again? Because that'd be a six.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's definitely a
five. 63. What a season! Gain two bonus points of capital that must be immediately liquidated. The profits are shared by the shareholders as a dividend. So roll 2d6.
Good God, right.
Get high.
Get high again.
34.
No, seven. Adam's
seven. Also seven. Seven.
Seven. So 7 times 50 is 350.
Right.
So that's the number of bonus dollars you've made.
350 divided by 4?
So that's basically the bonus dividend you get.
All right, it's about
to be divided amongst the shareholders as you see fit.
But why 4? Why not 3?
Well, because...
Because you've got two...
I've got the majority.
Oh, okay.
So have you got two... capital in it,
yeah,
and you've got one each.
One each, yeah.
So it's 87.50 per
87
by 4.
Right, so I take 160, let's say that, and you guys can have what's left.
So I guess 95 each.
Okay.
We just take that as cash, then.
Yep.
479. Ooh, bloody hell, rich.
Yeah, that was a good year. So you obviously did well.
Maybe I should spend more time out the ranch instead of shooting people.
Okay, now... What amenities for the town were chosen at the beginning of the previous season? And you can apply them to the town.
Okay, so... Having said this is autumn, I've got nothing written down for autumn. The last thing I've got written down is summer. Where we did public latrines.
Okay, no, fine. So we're moving into autumn.
Into autumn, yeah.
Which is going to be October, November, December, effectively.
Anyway, yeah, we did public latrines.
Okay. And now... public latrines. Civilised place don't have people missing just anywhere. So the townspeople get together to set up a public facility and make the town a nicer place for all. Public latrines gives you a bonus of half to civic and one to welfare.
So that gets added on now?
Yep.
So half to civic?
Yep.
So is that like...
That's exactly right.
And then one to welfare.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you... And you, even though you did end up having another fight in the town square, I'm going to give you... I think I'll give you two settlement points, because you have tried to keep the trouble out of town.
I did try, yes, yeah.
So that will give you a total of 5, which you can then spend. So now you can choose a new amenity for the town, and you can then spend those 5 points, if you wanted to, on another new amenity.
All right.
And the amenities are all in here.
This will make you laugh. I apply to be sheriff, son.
Sheriff's office, you could. So, yeah, so some of these amenities have a minimum civic level.
Mm-hmm.
Your civic level is 2.
2, yeah.
So you could get a sheriff's office. That would give you a bonus of 1 to law and half to welfare.
I quite like the sheriff's office because I quite fancy just sitting in the sheriff's office and pretending to be sheriff. But my sort of narrative clue from this adventure was church. How much does church cost us?
So a church is likely to be civic, I think. Maybe it's going to be... Okay, it comes under welfare. So a church... okay, it is special. The amenities church and newspaper do not give bonus steps to the town, but each instead give the settlement one bonus settlement point per season. So you can use one of your choices to build a church.
Does it cost us?
Doesn't cost anything.
Since I feel obliged with based on the scenario, I think, yeah, church.
But you've got two choices. You've got five settlement. So you would always get one choice. But if you are working particularly hard to make the town a better place, you earn settlement points, which are like experience points. You can then spend those additionally on top of the one you get to buy more amenities.
Right, so
and you've got enough.
We've got a church.
You've got five settlement points, so you can buy another one by spending those points.
How much does a sheriff's office cost us?
It'll be 5 settlement points. They're all just 5.
Right. So they're like experience points.
Yeah, exactly.
So are we going to have a church and a sheriff's office?
So you could have a church and a sheriff's office.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, yep. And so that means once you've got the church up and running, that will give you one bonus settlement point every season.
Right.
So basically you can improve your town faster as a result of having a church.
Pray more, so shoot less, pray more.
Talking of every season, your man, blokey boy, offered the two of us £25 a month.
He did.
First question, should that be a season as opposed to a month, just to make it simple?
Well, I said 25 a month for narrative reasons.
Yeah.
Just because it makes it. But you'll get that $75 a season.
$75, do we get this season?
No.
It's just gone? Next season?
Yeah.
Okay.
But drop that down on your character sheet. But you'll get that from next time. Until, of course, you're no longer in Chisholm's employ. Which actually is pretty generous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was worried that we were selling ourselves to the devil. For $25 a month.
You'd sell your grandmother to the devil, wouldn't you? Okay, cool. So you put down church and sheriff's office. Yeah, well done. okay, what's next?
So have we spent these settlement points?
Yes, you spent those now. Okay, now you need to decide what your lifestyle is going to be for the next season. Now, we had a bit of a chat about this. Because the seasonal cost using capital really didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a bigger chapter now, which is briefing. Should we just scrap capital?
Well, I was kind of thinking exactly that. Although, in some ways, it works quite nicely in the business approach.
Well, let's not have this discussion now, but I have an idea. Which we can talk about.
All right. Okay, for now, we'll run this as it is then, anyway. So, you can choose... You won't have enough capital anyway for capital to be an issue for you guys. But you need to choose what level of lifestyle you want to be paying for. So, it starts at destitute, costs you nothing, but you're living on the street, so that's not going to work for you guys. Very poor will cost you $50 for the season. You get -1 to your reputation. And it's pretty threadbare, you're like almost like tramps. Scraping by, which is a bit better, but you're not really showing any kind of style. Managing, you're doing okay if not well. You have enough to eat in your clothes if a little threadbare are of sufficient quality to keep you warm, cool and dry. Comfortable, $200 for the month. You've got good clothes, decent food, and you're never out.
Comfortable was a month or season?
A season, sorry, yeah. Yep, my bad. And then you are well off, which is $350 a season. Your lifestyle is opulent compared to everybody else in town. You wear the best quality clothes, you buy the best food from the stalls, your place in the best saloon, and you have your place in the best saloon in town. So you need to decide what you want to do.
Well, obviously not opulent, because I'm a modest fellow.
And then you've got rich, which is $500 a month, a season.
What was the 201 month a season?
So that's comfortable. You've good clothes, decent food, and you never run out of firewood. Your home is nicely appointed, and the good people nod hello to you in the street.
And that's $200 a season?
A season, yeah.
What's $150 a season?
That's managing. You're doing okay, if not well. You have enough to eat, and your clothes, if a little threadbare, are of sufficient quality to keep you warm, cool and dry.
So our salary, essentially, well, not yours, but our salary, 86 quid from the farm, 75 in future from Chisholm.
That covers managing.
Would make us manage.
Yeah.
And we can spend the money on it this time because we're as rich as fucking Croesus, mate.
But I think so. I'm going for managing.
Yeah.
What's that? $150.
Yeah. So Andy. Yeah. I mean, Andy doesn't get the 75.
No, I know that. Yeah. I can still manage that.
He's got savings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe that ought to change at some point. Maybe.
Maybe
you might need a third person in Chisholm. Would.
Oh, whatever, mate. Don't worry.
Depends
how it goes.
I doubt it. I think. But Andy can apply for a Spanish land grant. Obviously, I'm not going to show any favouritism. What is, say, 410 minus
200?
I thought it was 150.
Was it 150?
Yeah. 150.
Okay, yeah, 150. Yeah, you're right. That gives you no fame bonus or reputation modifier. Okay. Right, now we have personal fortunes. Each get a roll on the personal fortune table. To choose the event, roll D66 and consult the following table. If the players live in a town with a welfare aspect of 1, or choose to live in the wilds, you add plus 2. If the welfare aspect is 2, add plus 1 to your 10s die.
What's that welfare aspect?
2.
So basically, it's not very nice, really, still where you're living. So roll D66 and add 1, and 1 to your 10s.
The higher the result, the worse.
Yeah.
Oh god, okay. 4 green.
Yellow first.
Orange.
40. Ooh, 46.
13, that does nicely. Plus Eek. 1.
So 23.
21.
Okay, Matthew. Love blossoms. Okay. Someone has expressed their love for you. It might be an old flame or someone new. It might be a welcome or a complete pain in the ass, but nonetheless, this person seems to love you.
46.
Oh, cool.
If you've got any ideas as to who or what.
Let me have a bit of a think about that.
Yep. Tony, what did you get? 21?
21.
Hard working. You're hard work at whatever it is you do with your time. And you hard work at whatever it is you do with your time. And people have noticed. You get respectful nods in the street.
Oh, that's it. I get a lady friend. Or a poor gentleman friend, because...
46, mate.
46. Okay, this is interesting.
What,
she? This is very.
Some old friends come.
This is very. Andy, argumentative. You have let your temper get the better of you one time too often. Maybe you're angry with someone or stressed about something, and you've taken it out on others. So I think this fits brilliantly in that people have now seen you cold-bloodedly murder people in the street twice.
With good cause.
It's all in a good cause.
It's all in a good cause. You know what I mean, Eric? Come on. Yeah.
Okay, I quite like that.
Yeah, oops. Okay. Note to self, stop murdering people in the street.
Note to self, yeah. Cool, and now we have the town fortune roll. What's happening with the town?
I just had a laugh. I'm just saying this. I could fall in love with Tony's mum.
If you wanted, yeah.
And then I'll be his dad.
Go on.
Stepdad. His third dad. You'd be his third father.
Who's the oldest
of you? Fourth, if his brother was like a father figure to him.
Who's the oldest of you two then?
Well, we're both young, but
I think you probably are older.
I'm a little bit older. But,
that would be funny. Is she a doctor?
No, I don't think so.
Get after an older woman.
I think we'll invent can't think of anybody particularly among the town personalities that I've spoken to as a young lady. Maybe the woman that barred me from the hotel.
Maybe it's...
Maybe young Mr. Gwynn.
So I was going to say, daughter, isn't he? So this is someone who loves, expressed their love for you.
Yeah.
So, and this might be welcome, or it might be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, it might be...
Tony's mum.
Gronja McGrin. McGinn.
Gronja being the daughter.
Being the daughter who's married to the guy who's currently dying of typhoid.
Right. All right, this is something I missed.
Her husband, yeah, I said her husband wasn't at the festivities because he's laid up in bed being...
Right.
But he's not very well. He's old, he's quite a bit older than she is. So it could be. That would be interesting.
Married into the beginnings.
And I've always been charming to her and her mum.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, that might
feels
be.
Like that could be.
Shame I'm thinking about burning their ranch down. Oh my God.
Okay, cool. I like that. Okay. Town fortune then. So we need to roll D66 for the town. What's the town's total prosperity? So basically, you take all of these individual scores and add them up.
Is it just the ranks?
Yeah, yeah. So two. So it's basically two for everything.
Yeah, so that'll be 12 then.
Yep, so it's gone up slightly. So you add plus one to the tens die, to the town fortune roll. So in the prosperity,
he's
over 12.
So yeah, high is bad. And this
orange
one.
Is tens. 42.
42.
Argumentative.
An important official is coming. Rumour has it some bigwig from the east is coming. Maybe the town should get busy making itself look good for the visit.
Some bloody bigwig from the east. Coming to get our Spanish land grants, the fucker.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
42. Okay.
I'm loving this adventure generation.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I really
like that. That was the result that brought the governor to,
okay.
to Steaming Rock.
Yeah, so we had this whole story.
Yeah, but Steaming Rock is a suspect of his Denham's Cavern
village. It certainly is, yeah.
It is. We have fewer gunfights in the streets than Granada Springs.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, you do more murdering around the back of the house.
Yeah. Out in the hills. No, but say, so we had this, and then Tony used that for the governor to visit. And because my character has now got these Appaloosas that we spent many scenarios with getting, and killing quite a lot of innocent people for me to get them. He was coming to visit and see my horses. And then it turned into an assassination plot. That there was another group who came to me to try and arrange a meeting with him, because, well, we never get a chance to talk to him, and, you know, if you do this for us, we'll pay you a lot of money. And we ended up killing... all of them.
But not in the street.
No.
No, that was on my ranch, where they're now buried.
Quietly.
The dynamite was involved.
The dynamite was quite quiet. We did basically...
We made rules to make sure the dynamite wasn't used to test
people. Oh, it was quite an elaborate setting up of the location by planting the dynamite and having it ready to go. And somebody hiding in the bushes with the plunger.
All right.
Basically setting up a picnic table for these guys to refresh themselves whilst they're waiting for the governor. And then and then we go in. Most of them survived, so we had to kill them all. But yes, anyway, that was a lot of fun.
They might just shoot one person in the street and they're really getting necked out.
But he didn't do it in front of everybody, so, you know, he did it. This is all very...
Yeah, they killed all the witnesses.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
We did contemplate leaving one alive, but we...
Okay, note to self, burn the town down next time. Right, okay.
Okay, have you got the questions there then, Tony?
I have...
Oh, yes.
I have the old questions, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I think, I'm not even sure where we've got the new questions. I do need
What's
to
this for, then?
Experience.
Old question, yeah. All right, sorry.
Thank you very much. Okay, did you participate? Get one XP for just being
here. Yes.
So Andy, well done. That was a bit harsh, I'm sorry.
That was a bit
unfair. No, it is, frankly. Well deserved.
Okay, did you risk or sacrifice something significant to realise your big dream?
I was willing to die.
What is my big dream?
So I think
do the right thing.
On the version later, I think some of these things want to be slightly generalised. Uh-huh. So I think
I've got a big dream down here.
My big dream is to make my brother's ranch a success. So I don't think anything we did today specifically.
No, okay.
Helps towards that.
What's your big dream, Andy?
My big dream. Become sheriff. No.
Well, we're getting a sheriff.
You can become sheriff if you want.
Yeah?
So you can try to. We're getting a sheriff's office at the end of the next season.
Yeah, if you have the town that would agree to it, then I'm sure they'll...
They know that you're good at killing people.
In cold blood. When,
you know, making the hard decisions for the good of the good of yourself.
Is that what your big dream is, become sheriff?
For this scenario, do you mean this is a big dream for this scenario or the whole thing? No, it's redemption. My big dream is redemption.
Such a good job at that.
I know, I think you can, I think you've definitely tried.
Yeah. I think you did make a sacrifice, actually.
Yeah.
You know, your
risk or sacrifice. I mean, you definitely risked your life and theirs in doing this.
So that's three experiences.
So you definitely get a point for that.
I know, we got shot and he didn't.
Oh, I did. I did get shot.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
okay.
Did you?
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
got nicked.
So my big dream is do the right thing. Ooh, nicked.
I'll stop you.
I think you can have a point, Matt, again, because you were, again, trying to do the right thing. And the idea for the scenario here was that you might have some loyalty towards these men, but realise they've done some terrible things.
Uh-huh.
And obviously,
and meanwhile, I just think they've done terrible things.
And there are killers coming to kill them who actually have a pretty good justified reason wanting to take revenge. You were less loyal to them than you might have been.
Yeah.
But it still turned out pretty well.
Because I was giving you a hard stare the whole time.
That's
fair. Did you risk your life for the PC who is your partner?
I think these two should get a point.
So again, I think, again, in general, I would like to generalise some of these.
Yeah.
I think I've done another list, I need to look it up. So I think, did you risk your life for the, you know, I think you two definitely get
it. Yeah, I think they did.
I can't remember who my partner was, actually.
Oh, I'm good. I think you've written it down. No.
But we did risk our lives for him.
Absolutely.
Yes, I said,
which is why you both get a point. Did you perform another extraordinary action of some kind?
Nothing extraordinary.
And specific games can award XP for other actions as well. So how many XP have you all got so far?
Three at the moment.
Two.
You should show three.
I've had three.
Well, I didn't do anything to realise my big dream.
All right, three.
Fully got that.
Although, now I think I will give you a point for that, Tane, because you're trying to make your brother proud, and I think by backing him up in that situation is trying to make your brother proud. Okay, I'm going to give you all another 2 extra XP as well on top of that. So have five each.
Oh,
8
points.
Yeah, I've had 4 already, so that gives me 9. Yeah.
8.
Cool.
So, okay, part of my redemption then, for me trying to be a better person, is that actually I will, part of that amusement, try and become the sheriff. Why not?
Okay. So I'll roll that into the next scenario.
Still trying, though. Just because I may shoot McGinn in the head for no fucking reason, it's got nothing. Jaywalking! How much?
Anyway, on that note, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. I said no!
Tales of the Old West is brought to you by Effect. The music is Old West Game by Stu Venable. Used with kind permission of the Angry Folk Media Empire. It's just like the last game.